We're talking about throwing it out a challenge at the end of the lesson, which has been my habit. And that may not be the best thing. I don't have an answer for that. I like to give people motivation rather than be complacent. But this, we could disagree on this. I have no problem with that at all.
Yeah.
And the new teacher's point is that you should leave them feeling good about it. And I totally get that. And you might be right that this habit I've had at the throwing a challenge at the end is not a good thing in the end. But then again, there must be other elements. Because those particular people, 3 out of 4 of those people have been at the school over a year.
Yes.
So there must be something there. I don't know.
No, yeah. I wouldn't go so as far as to say that it's not a good thing to throw them a challenge at the end. I don't agree with that at all. I think that a challenge can absolutely push you. But I think in the context of a big group like that, especially where there's so many moving parts at once, like I was working over here with the student who is getting used to E-shapes and A-shapes in a different position of the neck,
right,
while other students are, you know, playing together already and they're trying to catch up and stuff. And I think the challenge is great if you could hit it at the end, or you could see to where you would be like, okay, I know how this works, I'm going to go home and work on it. Like, mm-hmm. I can see how to get that. But if you don't get there, I found that it's discouraging.
It could be discouraging, yeah. That's a good point. I have no problem with that point. I totally agree with that point. If it's too much. And I guess a lot depends on the attitude of the students, too.
Which
you wouldn't necessarily know, having just met all of them.
Well, I don't know any of the students yet.
Like, I happen to know that, like, this one guy, Dano, he has a great attitude.
Right.
So I know he's not going to mind a little challenge at the end. He'll just gloss right over it.
Good.
That's a nuance and you wouldn't know.
I had no idea. Or, like, the other thing that was most difficult for me, especially in the first lesson, was this is my first time experiencing a group lesson first, and I'm trying to go around and, like, not only get everybody going on the actual group lesson, which I haven't seen yet, but I don't know where everybody is as far as their own experience.
Right.
And we talked about last week, it's not always easy or even something somebody can do when they're learning an instrument, learning music, to articulate what their experience is.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, we had a student start with, you know, I'd say, can you show me this chord? And they're like, well, no. And you knew that they could, and I know that they could, but they weren't able to articulate that yet.
Right.
So that's tough, right? Because I have to try to gauge all in the split second of, like, where is the student at? What can I give them that will challenge them but not confuse them, while I'm also trying to get a gauge on five other people in the room.
Good point.
You know what I mean? So, like, without having that base of experience or understanding of these students, that was a tall task.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Very tall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm glad that in the second lesson, you kind of stepped in and split the driving on the kind of driver's seat with me, so I could say, okay, this is how he's going to structure this, and I can go back here and work with student over here that's getting his shapes going, or this student, just to, like, see, okay, this is how it would all work together, because I'm meeting them for the first time and meeting this kind of class style teaching method for the first time.
Sure, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, very, very tall order when you don't know who you're dealing with. And
right.
Yeah, but you handled it very well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I totally hear you on that. Mm. And there's some underlying philosophical stuff, too, which is, like, I tend to have them do more than... And then if it's a theory class, I will explain the why and how. But a lot of times, I'll just have them do it. Like, we had them transpose up a half step. And only at the end did I show them the Roman numeral thing. I'm not saying that's better. I'm just saying it's a habit I have.
Sure, because they're used to counting.
I get them to do it first and hear it and play it physically.
Yeah.
And then I teach them the why.
Sure.
So that they've already seen it. It's like, I don't know, wearing a sock and then, you know, feeling what it feels like and what it does. Mm. And then we talk about the history of the sock and
why we're wearing it.
And all that stuff. And then it makes a lot more sense. It seems like it's in context. But there are times where I could cut too many corners. I fully recognize that.
Yeah.
So there's that to get used to. But one of the... So, I'm sorry. Do you have any other... Go ahead. Do you have a response to that?
Because
I immediately was going to go to the next thing already, but I'm sorry. I didn't give you
a chance. No, it's okay. Let me think. No, it makes... That makes sense to me. Oh, the one thing that was the other thing that felt like a curveball, as far as that specific part of the lesson, I realized that, so Carol's coming up with her chords like that, right? And Dano's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And Matt's kind of in the same boat, like he's got the shapes and he can hear them, but he doesn't know the note theory to back it up. And you said Carol has a sheet.
She had the sheet.
Chord harmonizing sheet,
yes.
Something like that.
Yes, and they've all been given the sheet. It's just she was on the ball enough to go to know where
it
was.
She knew how to use it. Yeah, exactly.
And they've all been shown that. It's just some people don't take to theory very well.
Totally.
And so, like, they could have all gotten their harmonic scale charts out and done that.
Yeah.
But I didn't make it a thing. What I could have done better, looking back, I could have had the link ready for the harmonic scale charts that they could access on Zoom.
And they had it in their binder here.
Yeah, had it in his binder, yeah.
So, like, my feeling, if I'd known they had that, if I knew that we were going to do, like, a transposition chordsmanship exercise,
yeah,
for my own benefit of knowing that they had it, I would say, okay, everybody get this out. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's on me.
No, that's not like, I'm not saying
no,
that
I
to criticize you.
I'm happy to, you know, to give self-criticism.
Sure.
You know, there's no, I'm not perfect either.
I'd be scared if you were, Dennis.
The one overarching principle to summarize is, in the first 5 to 10 minutes of a group class, just make sure everyone understands what to do and that they got started doing it. That's it. If there's any questions, just say, I'll come back to you. Like, if it's a question, unless it's a question directly related to what am I supposed to do, don't do it. Just get them started. I don't have time to explain that the major scale is 2 notes more than the major pentatonic, but I will. So in the meantime, here's a major pentatonic chart. Just get started on it. Walk yourself through the fingerings. Move on to the next person. Make sure everyone's working first.
Yeah.
Then you can go back and answer questions.
So I'm with you. That conceptually makes perfect sense, man. I get that. My feeling with Matt was, I think I watched and you told me he breezed through his pentatonic thing like it was a piece of cake for him. And so we decided that his next step was major scale, right? But I didn't. So does he has the major scale on like a piece of paper in there,
yes,
in his binder.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
I see.
His next step is major scale. I wanted to make sure that he knew what to do so he could do the major scale. Because otherwise, he's just messing around.
I see. So then, but, all right. But then, you know, it's going to take some time to explain all that. So that wasn't a wrong decision, but I would have pushed that off for a minute.
So you would just come back to him?
I would say, okay, I'll come back to you. We'll do major. Do you know anything about major scale? Do you have any major scales? And he might say, you would just ask him, and he might say, well, I have this sheet. And you would say, perfect, work on that sheet. I'll come back to you. Or
yeah,
if he'd say no, then in the next lesson, I'll show you where everything is over here, and you can just go and get him a sheet that says major scale,
sure,
and hand it to him.
Well, see, that'd be cool. Because what he said to me is, yeah, I haven't tried major scale yet. So I was like, boom, this is like the first... this is the first place I would put him. If we're going to start with pentatonic,
and you were right, except the timing of it. You still had two people waiting, and one of them didn't know what to do, and I knew they didn't.
Yeah, right.
So it's just the timing. You would say, okay, perfect. We'll come back to you, and then help the other two make sure that everyone's up and running. Then you can come back.
Cool. And so, say the case was, I believe it was Bryce who wasn't sure how to get going.
Right.
Or it might have been, I think it was
Bryce. Yeah,
it was
Bryce.
And so, say I get to Bryce then, and he's in a similar boat where I have to walk him through the scale shape he's working on to get him. How does that put Matt on the kind of back burner first? So I go to Bryce. You know, how do I know that I'm?
Because they would both have sheets. In this case, they both have sheets,
mm-hmm,
so they could just start working off the sheets. But you wouldn't know what they have and what they don't have. That's part of
right. That's problem. That's kind of the underlying
thing.
So
we'll have to, next time we meet, we'll do a session on like some of the physical material that I hand out.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
And then you can simply ask them, do you have a sheet with a major scale? Do you have a sheet with a major pentatonics? Do you have a sheet with a minor pentatonics?
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes they won't know, and you'll have to get the sheet out point to it and be like, it looks like this.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I have that. And, you know.
Yeah, sure, sure. Because, like, the case with Finn, Finn was ripping through some of his Pentarch shapes, and half the time they were on the money, and half the time he would have wrong notes in there, and he wouldn't really know the difference.
Right.
He just kind of ripped through it. And the thing, I think it was also that, like, you know, he's playing a Strat unplugged, and with people around the room, I don't know if that his ears are really matching what his fingers are doing.
Right.
And that's a little disheartening for me, that, like, you know that guitar players historically have this issue where we don't connect our minds and our ears to what our hands are doing, and I want to make sure that he's not in that boat, you know what I mean? And so that's one where I'm like, okay, like, a couple times I went over and I walked him through it, I said, which scale shape are you doing? He'd show it to me on the paper, and I was like, okay, where are your roots at? And he would show me where his roots at, think back, and then we would go through the scale together, so I knew that he had those notes right, was kind of hearing him with my guitar playing and his guitar playing together, because I didn't want him to be, you know, you've seen that happen, right, where people are ripping through the scale, but it's got like three notes that just don't fit there, but they're killing it, they're shredding, you know what I mean? So it was a funny thing to just be like, okay, we got to take a step back here, man, like, where are your roots?
So that was a good job you did.
Man, well, thanks, but you know what I'm getting at with that.
Maybe your overall point, you could say it again. Your overall...
Just overarchingly, like, okay, so Finn's got... You know, Finn's a younger student, especially, so he's synthesizing a lot more... Or he's trying to synthesize a lot more information than just the guitar stuff that's in front of him. That's cool. But he's got the sheet, and he's got the scale on it, and he's convinced himself that it's... He's nailing it.
Right.
But it's not always right. Half the time it was right. It was awesome, but... I want to make sure that he can hear and feel the difference between when he's not.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that might then take more time. Like, I couldn't just put him on the sheet and say, go for it. Because he might hit it, he might not.
Yeah, this is part of it, too. Like, you can roll this seat around and... Or just... Like, if it's feasible, we can move some of this. You can take a chair right up next to Bryce... And I might sit right here. And we didn't really talk about this, but now I can keep my voice down and talk directly to Bryce, and he has my full attention while everyone's still working and hopefully not. But when it's across the room now, everyone's kind of... So it's fine. Well, like, it's just... you don't have to do that, but that's what I do. I'll sit right next to them. Or I'll wheel this chair right up next to... Let's assume Finian's still sitting over here.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll just wheel it up right next to him and then say, oh, what shape is that? Oh, okay. And if I know he's playing it wrong, I'd be like, okay, well, let's play it together. And then we'll play it together, and then we'll get to the wrong note, and I'll be like, you hear that? And he'll say yes or no. And if he doesn't hear it, I gotta respond one way. And if he does hear it, I'll say, yeah, it's because this note is, I'll point to the sheet.
Sure.
So that can help reduce the feeling of a big group. If you...
Yeah, and we did that. I just walked over because I had the guitar on the strap.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool. But those are just some of the things that I noticed with and wanted to kind of talk over with you as far as the group dynamic works.
Yeah.
Because this was my literal first time witnessing your group
Yeah, fantastic
style.
Job. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Good, man.